Welcome again to your five for the day. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Well, I've got good news for Humpty Dumpties everywhere. Recently, some German scientists took 6 hens' eggs. One of them they dropped to the floor and smashed it. Then they began the painstaking task of reconstructing the egg. They were so successful that when they finished, you could not tell which of the 6 eggs had been broken. However, the acid test came when they placed all 6 eggs under a broody hen. In due course, 5 of them produced a chick. But no matter how long that hen sat on the 6th egg, nothing happened. You see, in the fall of that egg, something was destroyed which the scientists, with all their cleverness, couldn't restore. When God made this world, I believe he made it perfect. Into that perfect environment, he placed man. Putting him in sole charge, he gave him a basic law to observe. Man sadly broke that law and fell from grace. In that fall, his relationship with God was destroyed. Ever since, man has been struggling to regain the paradise he lost. But no matter how successful he may have appeared to be on the surface, something was destroyed that day, which man, with all his skill, has not been able to restore. That act of disobedience the Bible calls sin, and it is an offence of which we all stand guilty. Or there may be a big difference in the extent to which any of us has sinned. But there's no difference in the fact that we have sinned. As a result, our relationship with God is broken. It is very significant that the message of the new birth was first preached to a man like Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the synagogue, a pillar of the church and of the community, and as such, he was a very moral, upright, and law-abiding man. Yet it was to him that Jesus first said, "Nicodemus, you must be born again." Nicodemus stalls and asks, "How can these things be? How can a man be born again? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus replied, "There are many things you don't understand, Nicodemus, yet you accept them. The wind, for example, you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going to. So is everyone that is born again. There are many things in life you and I don't understand, yet we accept them. We may not understand electricity. Indeed, the greatest scientists living don't understand electricity. They know how to harness it, but they cannot explain it. Yet their failure to explain electricity does not stop us from pressing down the light switch of a night time. That act is an act of faith. We are putting our trust in something we do not understand. And lo and behold, our faith is rewarded and the room is filled and flooded with light." So think about this. A man studying the stars does not use a microscope. He uses a telescope. A man studying bacteria does not use a telescope. He uses a microscope. It is essential that he uses the right tool for the job in hand. And we must never forget that when we consider the things of God, we are looking at the infinite through a finite mind. And it cannot be done. Human reason can take us so far along the road to God, but there comes a point where human reasoning fails, and faith, blind faith, has to come into operation. This is precisely what Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus, and what is true for Nicodemus is true for you and me. Faith is the answer, and you and I must be born again.